passion, about actually finding your passion. Like, I've talked to a lot of people on this cruise ship that they have these wonderful passions, and they've had them for a really long time. And
but we want to say to you, sometimes when people are expressing passions that they've had for a long time, what they're actually feeling is a sort of poignant angst that something that they want hasn't come to fruition. And so it feels like, in other words, we want to meld this discussion with the one that we had about contentment at the beginning of this day. Because what passion really is the absence of resistance. And what people often think that passion is really, 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 really wanting something. Mm-hmm. And we want you to know that your passion, what you want, is already in your vibrational escrow. And so it's about uncovering the passion by the releasing the resistance that makes the passion shine bright. It's not about figuring out some specific thing and tossing it into the escrow. It's already in there.
So you don't have to know it. It's there. It's been created through your life experiences.
Your passion, your truest passion, can be so general that most people wouldn't even call it passion. You have a passion for new experiences. You have a passion for physical experience. You have a passion for alignment. You have a passion for being in vibrational alignment with who you really are. You have a passion for love and clarity. You have a passion for a feeling of freedom. And all those things sound vague or general, but the root passions are the best ones, you see. So the specifics of it will just show itself to you. When you get tuned in, it's sort of like Jerry used to talk about how he liked to go on the trout streams, and Esther's watched him do it a few times, where he would just dance across the rocks, and it was a little unnerving to Esther because she didn't have the confidence to know that if she got running down the stream, that there would always be a rock big enough, close enough, and dry enough that she would be able to take her next step. But Jerry always knew. He would have his rod in one hand and his creel in the other, and he would run down the river with the next rock always showing itself to him. And we say that's what it's like when you get tuned in and when you're in the vortex, that the next place to put your foot and the next place to put your mind and the next place to put your passion, the next place to put your eagerness, it just appears before you once you trust what's in the vortex, you see. And you've already got that going on. If we were standing in any of your physical shoes, our passion would be for the vortex. And then we would let it play out in any variety of ways that are already in there to surprise and delight you. We think that it is even more exhilarating to be generally in sync with the vortex and let the vortex surprise and delight you. There's something so wonderful about just knowing that you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and that in that state of being, that the vortex will deliver to you another wonderful experience and another and another and another and another. So it's this feeling of excited anticipation that would be our passion if we were standing in your physical shoes.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Further back, yes. Stand if you think it's you. Further forward. Further back. You are the one. Yes. Wait. Yes.
Hi, Abram. I have a question about the exact relationship between being in the vortex and the vibrational escrow. I have a question about the relationship between the vortex and the vibrational escrow.
They are the same thing, just with different names.
Same thing.
Same thing. Vibrational escrow, in other words, we've been demonstrating over time that contrast causes you to shoot off rockets of desire. And law of attraction then assembles those desires and into this vortex of attraction. So they are one and the same. We've called it vibrational reality. We want it to feel tangible and real to you, because it is. Because everything that appears in manifestation was swirling in a vortex before then. Everything is vibrational before it is manifested. So this vortex, or this vibrational escrow, is that improvement that life has called you or inspired you to create, that has vibrationally preceded you, that you have prepaved, that now you are in the process of coming into vibrational alignment with, and then it will be a physical reality.